in the Tribune today, there is an article that begins, right around my 50th burger, I began to dream in ground beef. Now, that's a good sentence. I don't and the man that wrote it is in our studio right now. His name is Rick. I'm going to get your name right. Kindlesberger, food and dining critic
Nick,
at the Chicago.
Nick Kindlesberger.
Nick yes. Kindlesberger, food and dining critic at the Chicago Tribune. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well done. So your mission was?
My mission was to try as many burgers as I possibly could have. And so
to find the best burger in the city of Chicago?
I was including the suburbs as well.
But,
yeah.
71. So, why 71?
I thought that was a sufficiently insane number that people wouldn't be able to dispute me out of hand.
Right. It's not like you just went to some of the obvious ones. You went to 71 different places.
Right. Because a lot of these lists are based on, you know, they look at what other lists people have gone to, and they go to those, and then they judge. And I really wanted to open it up and try to visit as many places as I possibly could.
Yeah. So, first place burger in the city of Chicago, tun-ta-da-da, is...
Table Donkey and Stick. It's in Logan Square, and it's a very unusual burger.
That has just been delivered to us.
Number two is the Loyalist.
We will also sample that in just minutes, the Loyalist cheeseburger at the Loyalist. I'm going to have you describe them as we eat them. I've also been joined in the studio by hundreds of people. Jen DeSalvo has just strolled in. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
You went from traffic back into this studio. From sports, Kevin Powell is here. Hi, Kevin.
I'm hungry. Can I eat yet?
I didn't even realize I was sitting next to Kevin. I thought you were another guest.
I just bumped into Kevin. I just bumped into Kevin. I said, hey, Kev, did you see that article in the Tribune today? The guy's in the studio. We got the first and second place burger in the studio. And he just looked up at me and said,
if Ostroval is not number one on the list, it's completely void to me.
I've never had Ostroval.
With all due respect, now you tried 71 burgers, so I trust your opinion. But if you've had Ostroval, it is a perfect cheeseburger in every single way.
Your thoughts?
It's a very good cheeseburger. I'm not discounting that at all. But it's not the best. It's number 15, I believe, I put it on.
Yeah, and I thought it was very interesting what you wrote, because this people won't be surprised to hear but may not want to hear. You wrote, sit at the bar, and you'll get an... This is at Ostroval. And you will get an unobstructed view of how this insanely popular burger gets made. On my last visit, I watched the chef shower the patties in so much salt, you'd think a blizzard broke out in the West Loop Diner. Next came a layer of black pepper that almost completely covered the salt. Once pickled off the griddle, the two patties, you know that a single means a double here, right?
Yes.
Gets stacked on a well-toasted bun slathered heavily in creamy Dijonnaise. In other words, Ostroval serves a salt, pepper, grease bomb, and while I would not mind some more acid to cut through, it's hard to deny the appeal.
See, I already know that I'm going to like Cheval better than this burger, because this burger is not my style. It's a pretzel bun, first of all. There's too much green on the burger already.
Wow.
Ostroval is perfect. It's just thin patties off the grill with, which I believe it's a garlic aioli they normally use. And then you can get the thick cut bacon. And it's just it's just basic American cheese. So it's very,
Kevin?
It's a very basic cheeseburger, but it's perfectly done.
This sounds like a very high class problem, Kevin.
Sounds like somebody Kevin works for. Kevin, you do have any skin in this game? Are you neutral?
No,
this
just,
is your
I
go-to
place.
I want you to open up to the possibility of the burger. You've never even experienced something like this.
All right.
First of all, this is not just a pretzel bun. This is a pretzel bun that they make in their shop every day.
Where is this?
Table Donkey and Stick.
Let's sample that. Go ahead and hand it around.
Start passing it around.
Is there actually donkey in this burger?
What is the meat in the Table Donkey and Stick burger?
I mean, these are all beef burgers. I didn't include any turkey burgers or anything like that.
Turkey burgers are not included. These are all beef burgers. But some of them do a blend, right?
Like some of them do a
bacon
blend,
or pork shoulder or something like that.
I don't know the specific blend for this one. I know the Loyalist does include some bacon fat in theirs, along with short rib. But yes.
Okay.
Ryan, did you have some of this?
And this one also has a layer of really funky Alpine cheese.
This is the best burger in the city of Chicago.
This is the burger that I couldn't stop thinking about.
Are you getting a good view of this?
Touched my finger to the burger and then licked it, and it tastes like every single microphone in here is not going to want to be touched by anybody for hours, days. All the garlic. Can you smell that?
Yeah, I can. How about you, Ryan Burrow, newsman? What do you think?
I like it.
Okay. Here we go. Ready, set.
It's very good. It's
delicious. Yeah, it is.
Big fan.
That's all you have? You don't have any other
pushback? The cheese is what Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what that flavor is.
I'll be honest with you. This has traveled a great distance, and you've judged this to be the best in Chicago. It's a good burger, but it's not blowing my socks off. It doesn't, to me, taste like one of those blended burgers. It's not as fatty as I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, a burger is best enjoyed within
minutes. This is traveled, yes. What's the location for this place?
This is on Armitage near California Avenue in Logan Square.
Yeah. Now, here's what you wrote. What can only be described as a burger awakening.
That's right.
A table donkey and stick. Like any meat-eating American over the years, I've developed entrenched burger preferences, which could lead me to dismiss a burger before I even took a bite. And then I stumbled on this miniature Logan Square restaurant. It's not a big place, huh?
No, very small.
And I realized that the burger universe was vast and full of wonder beyond my understanding.
I love that.
Okay, so this is the best burger in the city. Now, let's try number two, which has just been brought in. Is that right, guys? Where's that?
So.
There it is.
Saw that bad boy in half. This is from the Loyalist, and the burger that they serve there is called the Loyalist Cheeseburger. You wrote, "No restaurant in town understands how crucial onions are to burgers as thoroughly as Loyalist. The restaurant's cheeseburger, known colloquially as the Dirty Burg, embraces the power of three kinds, raw onion, charred, and pickled, to add bite, sweetness, and acid to each bite. Instead of some pretentious bun, this one gets a soft hamburger roll coated in more sesame seeds than McDonald's probably has in its U.S. reserves. You bet it features meat ground in-house, combining short rib chuck with ground bacon for a ludicrously fatty patty. No crunch here, thanks to the extra juicy meat." Was that you
Look
over there,
Jen? Look at these onions.
Jen DeSalvo is now sampling the Loyalist
First
cheeseburger.
First garlic, then onions.
All right, this is much more up my alley, which is, it's not too dressed up. It's just the basics done right. A lot of cheese, the onions.
My I see the McDonald's goodness. Reference there with the bun, too. Yeah,
which I kind of like that. I mean, you know, I'll tell you what. There have been times where I've gone to places, and the bun to me is critical. But if the buns, if I'm getting too much bun, then I'm like, you know, I didn't come for a bun burger. I came for a meat burger. I came for a beef burger. Has this been being handed to me here?
Yeah, okay. That's all for you.
This is the Loyalist. David Jennings, did you get one of these as well? Yeah? Okay.
Just notice the amount of sesame seeds on top.
Look at how beautiful that is.
But yes, this is the...
Hi, Facebook. We're live streaming on Facebook right now.
Before I started, if I had predicted what burger would be number one, this was definitely it. This is exactly the kind of burger I love. Lots of onions.
It's gooey. Between the onions, the pickle, the charred, and the raw, and this sauce, what am I eating here?
So they actually have an onion. There's onion in the mayo that they put in there, just to make sure that there's enough. You know, they don't want any part of the burger not to have onion infused into it.
Wow.
And it's incredible, an incredible burger, obviously.
Okay, where's this location?
This is in the West Loop.
The there was Loyalist. A big kick of salt at the end.
Yeah. It's very salty.
I like the first burger. I like the other one. This is okay.
I like that guy, yeah.
The first one burger is much better.
David Jennings says burger at table donkey stick.
I think I agree with him only because this Loyalist burger, we each had a quarter of it, and that was enough for me.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot.
It's very salty. I can feel the salt in this. Right. But the welcome to eating out. Anything you eat out is going to have a lot of salt.
Yeah. Welcome to my ever-rising blood pressure.
I'm telling you, I feel the salt in the Loyalist a little too much. I didn't feel it in the burger at table donkey stick.
So where are the other 69?
Yeah. The other bad apples there?
Bad apples in the teens for me. I love the meat that they use at Bad Apple. They get their all their meat sourced from Pat LaFrieda in New York, which is, if you're in New York, almost every burger that's a big deal there, they get their meat from Pat LaFrieda. And so it's very cool that they're getting their stuff. So that's
number one is burger at Table Donkey Stick. Number two is the Loyalist Cheeseburger at the Loyalist. Number three, Slagle Farms Beef Burger at Owen and Engine.
That's right. That's an English kind of pub in Logan Square.
Number four, Double Fatso with cheese at Fatso's Last Stand.
Yeah. Southside.
No, that's a. This is in the West Town.
Oh,
so okay. It's on Chicago, and it's just a regular kind of hot dog stand. But they, I don't know what this, why this burger is so good, but it's, I've had it, you know, dozens of times, and it wows me every single time.
You know, when we talk about food in Chicago, people will fight over where the best pizza is. Right. There's great loyalties. I think hot dog stands too.
Mm-hmm.
Are there and the pizza conversation? You know, has Malnati's. We all know that, and then Gino's and some heavyweights, and then some local ones too that people fight for, but I don't know what the fighting words are for best burger in Chicago.
I think it's all food in Chicago though, because the food is so good. So if you go to a restaurant, like no, there's no way anything could be better than this. But then someone says no, this is way better.
What's the Malnati's of burgers of Chicago? The big dog that everybody knows.
I think nationwide though, Nick, wouldn't you agree that Cheval's probably one of the most well-known burgers in Chicago?
There we go again, really, with the Cheval.
I'm not kidding. Look at it.
Where does Kuma's fit
in? But it kind of changes every year.
Sure.
Every like 3 or 4 years, it changes. So it was. Oh, Cheval. I would say that actually the Loyalist has been picking up steam recently. Then Oh, Cheval before that. And then before that, all you heard about was Kuma's. Mm-hmm. And
Mastodon.
Which.
What's that?
Oh, one of their burgers. And then
really?
The Metallica.
You guys know this stuff.
Yeah,
huh?
One of them's got barbecue sauce. The other one's got buffalo sauce.
And this burger is 10 ounces. The meat is 10 ounces. Everything else added up is over a pound.
We're talking about where?
At Kuma's Corner.
And that's the place where you get the option, do you want a bun? And it's like, of course I want a bun. And then you get it, and it's like, oh my gosh, this thing is so rich. Maybe I didn't need a bun.
I don't know if you do want a bun, because I've had the Slayer there, and it is amazing.
Is that the one with the poblano peppers?
I don't know what's all on it. It's a giant just mess of heaven on a plate.
Did this one make your list?
Yes. Kuma's did make my list in the 20s, I would say. It's a very good burger. It's a little big. It's sort of impossible to fit it comfortably in your mouth, but you can attack it. I did calculate roughly calculate the number of calories, and I think we're getting into the 2,000 range.
Spoiler alert, everyone. Yeah.
For the Kuma's burger, which, you know, take that with me. Maybe split it with a friend.
Nick Kindlesberger's in our studio, food critic for the Chicago Tribune. In today's Trib, he confesses to in a month having tried 71 different burgers in the city. We asked the restaurants to bring in their first and second choices, your first and second choices. So we've been enjoying Table Donkey and Stick and the Loyalist. And also in the studio are Ryan Burrow from WGN Radio News, Kevin Powell from Eating Food.
I'm sweating now with all this like sodium we just ingested.
We
in
just had
like half
sodium.
A burger.
You guys are dangerous.
I just want to know, how is it you could have tried 70 burgers over how many weeks?
About 3 to 4 weeks.
Three
so
to
two
four
a day,
weeks,
huh?
And you're still thin.
Yeah, you still look good.
I had an incredible workout regimen that I did every single day.
Wow.
I turned vegetarian at home.
Right. You might as well.
I never ate the fries. Fries would kill, you know.
Yeah.
So everywhere you go, they put these fries, and some of them are really good, like at the Loyalist and all these places. So I had to totally change my whole sort of life balance.
Ella says we got to take a break. When we come back, tell me one that surprised you. You went, wow, you and I talked off the air. Pacific Standard Time has a burger. People don't go there for a burger. Tell me a place that surprised you, maybe disappointed you, and I'll let you guys chime in with your personal favorite if you've got a minute. We're looking at the article in the Tribune today, Best Burgers in the City, on WGN. We're talking for just another minute now with the guy who wrote that article in the Chicago Tribune today. Nick Kindlesberger, the food and dining critic, tasted 71 different burgers over the course of about a month. And we asked him to come into our studio, and Elif also got the first and second place burgers in the city. So shout out to those fine folks for not only winning, but also being so kind as to send us the burgers. That's the folks at Table Donkey and Stick, number one in the city, and the Loyalist cheeseburger at the Loyalist, according to you, sir. Any surprises when you looked at this list or when you made this list?
Absolutely. Cafe Mary Jean in Humboldt Park doesn't have a burger on the menu for most of the week. But on Thursdays, they have this wild burger. If you look at the picture online, you can see it's covered in everything spice like you would get on a bagel. The sort of everything spice. Instead of a like ketchup, it has this smoked tomato jam that's like a barbecue sauce. And the chef admitted to me that he cooks the burger in a lot of butter. He emphasized that a lot. And it it just doesn't taste like any other burger in town, and it's really wonderful.
What about you, Ryan? What's your go-to burger in the city?
In the city, I don't really have one. I'm a suburbanite, but I got two in the suburbs to tell you about. One, Brant's in Palatine. Very, very good burgers there. And then if you're in Northwest Indiana, Radius in Valparaiso has a peanut butter burger, an Elvis peanut butter burger, which blew my mind. I've never had it before, and I will do it again.
Jim, was it you that brought up Portillo's? Because you didn't sample Portillo's, maybe because it's too common or obvious. Burger King isn't on here either, but what's your go-to joint?
We already touched base on those. I'm a creature of habit. I do Kuma's, and I do the Bad Apple. And we used to do Rocket Burger Bar, but Rocket Burger Bar is no longer.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Kevin, your thoughts?
Au Cheval, have I mentioned that location yet?
No, it hasn't come up.
I would say outside of that one, Mott Street. They came into the studio a couple weeks back, and it was outstanding. It made it on Nick's list, I think, right before, right after Cheval.
Before Au Cheval, I would say.
It's very much similar to Cheval, but they put some like onion straws on top of it, so it's just a little bit different. Those are probably my two go-tos.
Mm-hmm. I still never had one of their burgers.
From Mott Street or?
From Au Cheval.
Let's go right now. We don't need to work anymore.
Yeah. Mott Street's good because now they have mini Mott, so you can go and just get the burger there.
And they have Small Cheval as well. And,
yeah, Small Cheval.
A couple other locations.
I'm getting the wrap up. What's the restaurant you're hearing from readers that should have gotten a better rating or wasn't included at all and should have been?
This place called Au Cheval is, I've heard a lot.
Are you serious? Kevin's not the only one to be busting your
not
chops
the only
about
one.
This?
And Brant's, actually, I've heard a lot about that in Palatine.
Yeah. Keep not open on Sundays.
So. And the next time you do one of these, let's do this again. That sure worked for me.
Do steak next time so we can bring steak into the studio.